Welcome to Make the Game. My name is Matt Hackett, and I'm here with my friend Thomas Stewart, who I discovered on Twitter. I saw that you posted a YouTube video after you bought my book. Here it comes, folks, right out of the gate. We've got this guy again talking about how to make a video game all by yourself. You made this video. My wife and I watched it together. This was like really early on after the book launched, and I hadn't really been hearing much. You know what I mean? Because like, no one really knows about this stuff. And then there's this like well-polished, like high production video that you made that's like funny, like got a genuine laugh out of us. Like you're on your tractor. It doesn't feel like your average YouTube video. You know what I mean? It feels like a tiny little documentary or like a Super Bowl commercial or something. It was like shocking. You got this like aerial footage. Anyway, amazing video. And then we just started chatting because there's lots of overlap in what we're doing. Fellow indie game developers, fellow creators of internet things. But anyway, long-winded introduction. Thanks for being here. Great to chat with you. Welcome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm really happy to be here. Yeah, I remember coming across your book, and it's funny because there's not a lot of game development books out there. It's like almost like an untapped medium. And I feel like you did such a good job with your book because it's like short. It has a lot of pictures. It's funny. It's witty. It's helpful. It helps with like technical stuff and a lot of motivation. And so I bought it and I was like, this is great. I want to make a video about this. And so, yeah, that was a fun video to make. Like, yeah, me driving around on my lawnmower and like reading your book on the toilet. And there's a lot of good parts in that video.
You could really feel that you're having a good time when you make the videos. My wife and I talk about this, like we watch movies and TV and we critique it and stuff, right? And kind of like with games, you know, the player needs to be the one who's having the fun. We'll talk about how we're like, okay, in this scene, the actors are having all the fun. I'm not enjoying this scene. The writers probably hated this, but the acting is great. You know, who gets to have the fun? I was having a good time watching your video and I got that feel from it. Like it's got some warmth to it. You know, it's made with energy. You can tell, like, I can tell you have enthusiasm for, like, cameras and placement. And, like, I love shooting outside. You know what I mean? Like, we're stuck here with our computers. We're working on games all day. We're, like, these you know, we never see sunlight. We're, like, cave trolls and stuff. And to see, like, sun shining and grass in your video is just very refreshing.
Yeah. I love that you made that observation because that's one of the pillars. When I started making YouTube videos, I wanted to figure out like, okay, what differentiates me from other game dev YouTube creators? But it's like mostly people in front of their desks and, you know, looking at whatever's on their computer screen, and people don't go outside, and there's a lot of good footage to be had outside.
Yeah. I felt some commonality there with you because I do similar things. Like there's an intro to an episode of Make the Game where I've just got a selfie style. I was experimenting with shorts and stuff, and I'm just walking outside because I've got this beautiful area of flowers. It's actually our neighbor's flowers, but they come in over the wall and the sun was shining. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with this, but it's beautiful. I want it to exist somewhere online. So I'm like, I'll just shove it in the intro of my video. Like, why not? And like, it does. It takes you outside. It makes the world feel bigger. You know, love it. So I feel like there's some overlap with the kind of like we both have a passion, not just for game development. Like a lot of people have that these days, not just indie development. A lot of people have that. But you and I also really like making stuff for the internet. Right. And it's not always a YouTube video. It's not always a podcast. It's not always like a tweet. Because there's, you know, I know you put a lot of effort into like Twitter and stuff, a lot of writing. You know, it takes time, it takes dedication. You have had some success on YouTube recently. Good for you. What was the milestone you hit? What's the word that you
getting monetized was monetized. The entering the partner program, which you need over 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watch hours within the last year. And so I'm 50 subscribers shy of hitting 2,000 now. So I'm making my way.
All right. You heard it, listeners. Get in there. 50 shy. We can do it. That's awesome. Yeah. I think that like the YouTube stuff, it somehow looks easy from the outside and it is not. Like I'm a person who loves YouTube. I'm on YouTube all the time. I watch GDC Vault videos. I watch TV shows, document, like just every day I'm watching something or other on YouTube. Right. I feel like I should be better at it. You know what I mean? Because like I know what makes a good YouTube video. I always see the views. I know what hits. I know what doesn't. I'm aware of Mr. Beast, you know, like I know that YouTube is a thing that you can get really good at. And like, it's not that I've been obsessed with it. You know, I haven't given it the treatment as I do in other platforms or game development itself, right? But to me, it's this, I don't know how to YouTube.
Yeah.
I've given it a few fair, you know, swings, I think, to the point where I'm like, something would have taken off if I was actually, you know, naturally good at this. And so I'm not. But anyway, respect, because it's not easy. YouTube is competitive and hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it right. is. It's a wild game out there. I heard it makes me think of like being a consumer versus getting behind the camera and trying to create your own YouTube videos. It makes me think of a quote that I read from, I think it was Tom Francis, who's the game developer from Gunpoint and Heat Signature. But I think it was a random tweet that he sent out, and he said, music is very peculiar because not very many people know what the rules are in music, but almost everybody can tell immediately when one of the rules is broken.
Mm.
And so like, you can listen to something and you're like, that's not right. I don't know why it's not right, but that's not right. You know? And so I think it's like, it's kind of that way for YouTube. You know, you can watch a video and think like, oh yeah, that's great. You know, or like enjoy it. And, you know, you can say like, oh, that's, something that I didn't enjoy that video as much or whatever. And then, but when you try and get behind the camera and construct a video that you find interesting and compelling and informative and motivational or whatever you're aiming for, it's a different ball game. So,
man, what a great point. There's always all that hidden stuff we're not aware of, right? It's like really good level design in a game, right? Where you're like, I don't know why, but I just breezed right through that level and it was a joy and I was never lost. In other games, you're like, I am stuck. What is going on? And sometimes it was just the difference between placing a light in the right place to guide the player or something. There's all these invisible things. And yeah, I consume YouTube videos all day and I haven't picked up those like those tips and those things that like good pacing and the human interest curve and whatnot, right? I feel like I'm so overwhelmed by like, okay, I have some video, a usable video, I have some usable audio, just shove it, shove it into an editor and hit export and it's good. It's the best I can do is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, haven't hit that next level yet. Do you have any of those tips, those tricks that you'd be willing to share with us?
Totally. And I feel like I'm learning all the time. And I, like I said, I'm not, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you know, I'm really proud that I actually met the threshold to get monetized. You know, I think I've made $10 so far on my YouTube channel.
Beautiful.
Yeah. But, you know, so I'm constantly learning. I'm trying to be a student of the game, you know, and all that. It seems to be what most people pay attention to are click-through rate and retention, which, I mean, that applies to every discipline. You know, it's like, it's the same as game development. You know, if you want a good retention rate, you need to make a quality game. And on YouTube, you need to make a video that people enjoy. And then in game development, it's how do you market your game? How do you let people know that this is something that they would want to play? And in YouTube, it's how are you designing your thumbnail and your title so that people want to click on it? And so there's a lot of philosophies around that. One that I think is interesting is like, you know, everyone wants to avoid clickbait. That's a major no-no. You know, people feel a bit of betrayal, you know, when they click on something, they're like, I can't believe I clicked on that. It's like eating junk food of the YouTube world, you know?
Mm.
But there's something cool about being able to make a promise to a viewer. And then once they click on it, you deliver on that promise.
Mm.
And I think that's what Mr. Beast does so well. You know, it's like his videos would be clickbait if, you know, they were just like not actually what they described, but he's like, no, I actually am going to give $100,000 to some random person, you know? And it's that promise and delivery. So that's what I've been trying to do, with my channels, like make it enticing, but actually make the things that I'm talking about in the video, back up what the title says it's about.
You know what that makes me think of game design wise, everything I always bring home to game design is the kind of, lock before key mentality. I remember my friend Jeff Blair and I talked about this forever ago on Lost Cast, but like we didn't really get that when we first started creating content for games. Is sometimes we'd be like, here's a key, and you're like, I don't have a need. Why do I have this key? And that's like, I've seen it in games. We all see it in games. And you're like, this is you gave me garbage. And then later you see a lock and you're like, oh, I guess I could use a key. And that seems like, you know, just keep the key. It might come in handy later. That's just such a different psychological effect on you than like, hey, it's locked. You can't come in. You are denied access. You can't get it. And you're like, I want that key. It creates that desire in you for that key. Totally. Yeah. It's funny how you can learn something like that in game design, but in a different context where it's like, you know, that's kind of the same thing as creating like a YouTube thumbnail and delivering on it. And I'm like, ooh, like it's gone from my brain is just empty. It's like a tumbleweed goes by because it's not like game specific. Like my brain is like, if about games, remember long-term memory, if not, then memory out, you know. Anyway, I love that. Those are great tips. I'm gonna go through, and I recommend all listeners do this. I'm gonna go through your channel and comb and look.
Oh yeah.
Watch them all. get the promise and the.
Some are definitely better than others. You know, it's funny. Everybody says that you should throw out your first 10 YouTube videos because they're gonna be garbage. You know, and I largely agree with that. But I only have 17 videos, I think. So that means like the majority of my channel is probably garbage. But
well, don't say that because I know I have more than that already because I've got 20 episodes of Make the Game in the bag and I haven't approached anywhere near that level. It's all relative, right?
Something that's interesting is I was checking out your YouTube channel and I don't know if it's okay to segue like this, but I wanted to give you mad props because you just had a viral tweet go out like, when was that? Like a week ago or something? And I looked at it and it had like 13,000 likes on it and like 1500 retweets, you know?
Yeah, baby.
And it was like, it was super cool and seeing like everybody in the game development Twitter community like commenting on it because everyone was opinionated about what tier certain, you know, game mechanics should be on.
And how wrong I was and how I should be told how wrong I am.
Exactly. And you were in there, you know, and you, I think you commented on everybody else's comment, you know,
just
you were like
everybody
getting all that engagement. But like that was super cool, and I'm like, yeah, way to go, Matt! You're killing it. But then I saw you took that idea that you knew people felt strongly about, and then you translated it into a YouTube video.
Yeah,
and I noticed that got significantly more views than any other video on your channel.
Yeah.
So, I think that's really smart. Is like finding something that resonates with what people want to engage with in game development.
Oh, what a great observation! I love that. Yeah. Oh, I really feel seen. That's not because most of my YouTube videos, I don't know, man, like a few dozen views and it's because I don't know what I'm doing. Right. But that one, I was like, you know, it would be great if every tweet blew up like that. That one I kind of knew was going to do better than most of my tweets because that was it's a little sharp. It cuts you a little bit. Mm-hmm. It also it practically reaches through the screen and demands that you engage with it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I knew I was onto something there. I was like, this might be my first viral tweet. It completely was. The only thing that reached anywhere near that popularity was my book announcement, which still had not reached 1,000 retweets. So it was like this little drawing I made one evening in like 2 hours, like more successful than a book I spent writing. Not nearly, but you know, apples and oranges. But it was because like, you know, for all I know, I did that drawing and people are like, this makes you look like an idiot, Matt. Take it down. It gets 2 retweets and that's it. That's it. Like that happens with other comics I draw and I move on with my life. And that one I was like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to be reactive because I am in that phase where, you know, you were saying the first 10 videos you should probably throw out. Mine are on my channel. They're garbage. But like I feel okay about it because I read this thing about content marketing where it was like, your first 6 months, and for me, it's going to be much longer, but your first 6 months of content are going to embarrass you later. And I was like, oh, like that hurt to hear. And I'm like, well, kind of makes it easier too. I'm just going to put garbage out. But yeah, I'm trying to be reactive and I haven't looked at the comments on that tier video yet. I mean, they might not be great, but yeah, it was nice to see. It's like way more popular than my other stuff. So it gives me a direction to follow, right? Like I'm probably going to do more tiers content. Why wouldn't I? Like as a content marketer, I would tell myself, make more tiers content, Matt. So it's coming.
Absolutely.
But this is about you, sir. I appreciate those kind words. That's so cool. The one question I've been dying to ask you is how, because you are a force of nature. You are so productive and you seem to have mastered your day. You know what I mean? Like maybe it's all wrong. Maybe it's just the glimmer of the Instagram filter or something, right? But like, how do you handle the load between making these extremely polished and really good YouTube videos, but also like putting pressure and keeping productivity high on your game dev stuff? How do you do it?
It's so hard. it's very difficult. I used to be so laid back. My personality was like super chill, go with the flow guy, you know, like we don't need a plan. We're just here to have a good time, you know. And over the last few years, I have just realized that there's a lot of things that I want to be able to do. And that kind of means that I need to get my act together and like, you know, be a master of my time and be very intentional with how I organize the things in my life, what I schedule, what I say yes to, what I say no to. And I've done a lot of experimenting because there's a lot that I want to do. I'm a full-time employee. I am trying to grow a YouTube channel. I'm trying to make my own games, you know, and some other things. I have a lot of commitments, But I've done a lot of experimenting, and one of those I made a YouTube video about, which was me waking up at 5 a.m. every day for 4 weeks.
Intense.
And just talking about, you know, the pros and cons of that experience for me. And it was, I got these few extra hours in my day that I could devote to working on this game that I'm making for Steam. But there was also a cost to it. You know, I crashed in the afternoons and I was more grouchy with my wife, and you know, it didn't feel like a sustainable schedule for me. It's time management, productivity. It's been like an ongoing process for me. I've been trying to read about growing small habits into something that's a sustainable routine, but it's just been like, what do I want to be intentional about? What do I want to say yes to? What do I want to say no to? And it's been hard. I don't feel like I have it nailed down at all. I feel like I'm constantly. I feel like I'm. Have you seen those guys that like spin the plates on the sticks? Mm. You know, you hold a bunch of sticks and you got the plate spinning, and I feel like when I'm doing really good over here, then this plate falls off and crashes. You know, and that it's hard to do it all.
Inevitably, right? Yeah, you know, it sounds like the truth is that there has to have been some sacrifice where you have to say no to certain things, like saying yes to some things is saying no to others, right? Yep. Mad respect for the focus and determination.
Thanks, man. It's fun, and that's the thing that makes it easier, is because everything that I'm engaging with, I enjoy doing. I like making videos. I like programming. I like making my own games, you know. It's, and they all kind of feed off of each other, you know, having this flywheel effect that one project spurs on the next. And and there's been months at a time, you know, I went I can't remember how long it was, but it was like something like 5 or 6 months last year without posting a YouTube video, and it
Shame.
Crushed my soul a little bit. Yeah,
how
I
dare
was like
you?
Oh, I hate that. But you know, I was doing some other stuff, you know, like we bought a house and there was like a bunch of, you know, projects that we had to do for the house. And, you know, you just kind of take it one day at a time and figure out what you can fit in. That's how I've been doing it anyway.
Love it.
Yeah.
I wanted to also ask you about your Steam, developer page. What do you have on Steam? What can we go and wish list? And what can we go and play? How can we support you on Steam?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm making this game called Tanks But No Tanks, and it's a top-down stylized tank shooter. So think of that old Tanks game that was on the Wii. You know, part of the Wii Play mini game thing that you could play. It's kind of like that top-down. You run around, ricochet bullets off of walls, and shoot other tanks. I've been working on that game on and off, very part-time for a few years, and I just keep majorly pivoting the game design because it sucked. Right as I started making that game, which was supposed to be a weekend project, I got hired on as a full-time Unity developer, which just made my programming skills skyrocket. And so the type of game that I was able to make was vastly outpacing the design of the game that I was making, and I wanted them to keep competing with each other. So anyway, I'm hoping to get that game out in the next few months here and just get it shipped out the door, try and cut the scope. But I think it'll be pretty fun. I'm happy with how it's shaping up. It's just going to be a little arcade game, you know, just running around, shoot some tanks. It should be pretty fun. I just paid an artist a good chunk of change for like a proper capsule image for Steam.
Oh, very
so I'm
cool.
really excited about that. You know, it's the same philosophy as the YouTube thumbnail. You know, if you have a good thumbnail on Steam, people will click on it. And then if they like what they see, then they'll buy it. So I'm hoping that'll, you know, at least pay for itself in Steam sales. But
it's supposed to, from everything I've been reading online, is like the general marketing super min-max that I've seen. If you only invest in one thing, make it your Steam capsule. It makes total sense because like 100 times more people, 1,000 times more people are going to see your Steam capsule and just never click on it. But like if you can get even, you know, if you can improve that rate by 3%, you could, you know, money in the bank, baby.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. That would make a great piece of content. YouTube or something is how worked with a... artist and did all the things for the capsules and whatnot. That would be
I have a huge list of video ideas for YouTube, and it's just pages and pages long of just a bulleted list that I try and sort through from like best to worst. But yeah, there's so many good ideas that I just don't have the time right now to
act on. My drafts folder, and I use a platform called Ghost to write my newsletter. It's like 36 drafts where I'm like, that'll make a good newsletter. That'd be good. Who has the time, right?
Yeah. But I'll be sure to update my Steam page. It's super outdated right now. So I'll make sure to update it before we launch this podcast out, and people can go check it out and hopefully wishlist it, so then you can get notified when I launch it.
Absolutely, yeah. Everyone checking out this video, we're gonna subscribe to your YouTube channel, and we're gonna check you out on Steam, wishlist all your games. It's gonna be great.
I feel all the love.
Well, thanks a lot for being here today, Thomas. This has been awesome, and I'm looking forward to your future videos.
Yeah, thanks, man. This is great.
Sorry, this is one of those things where I'm like,
oh, I get it.
Like, I want to make games, and it's like, oh, don't forget your lighting. Like,
yeah.
What the hell?
Yep.
Exactly. Will you get out of here with that? No, you got to buy a little. You got to buy a little thingy. Don't forget, or you can't make. You know the pain.
I get it.